listening to Minnesota's official weather station, News Radio 830 WCCO.
The following program is rated low, and staff improvement is advised.
Maybe before the next show, you could practice a few words. You kind of had just a little bit of trouble.
We have a terrific lineup of inspiration for you on this program.
I'm starting to think this stupid show is the best thing that ever happened to me.
This is about to get weird.
No words. My words have failed me.
Well, then shut up.
Now we're going to do something extremely fun.
It's time for the greatest radio show the world has ever known.
Say Heinz first, and you know it's good because it's Heinz.
You need professional help, son.
Stop it.
I swear to God, on paper, this was a great idea.
Fun, isn't it?
Starting.
Ready to go?
Start the show.
You know, with a show open that is that long, we've run out of time, folks. Thank you all
for
being
here. Yeah, it was a great show. See you later. Thanks, John. Good luck to you.
I think I insulted WCCO listeners because I came over here. I said to Ella, right, Ella?
Yes.
I said, you know, that bench is for three people. And now, and what's your name?
Armando.
Armando has got one cheek off the bench, and he's kind of... You know, the other on a smashed Sweet Martha's cookie.
And I'd like to apologize to our good Packer fans over there because Ella thought Mason Crosby, their kicker, was part of Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. Just so.
So that's okay. You don't have to be. She did say, I feel like the meat in a man's sandwich, however, between Armando and me.
That
so.
Might be a good time for me to break in and bust this up for a second because we have on the line... On your final day here on CCO.
As a full-timer.
As a full-timer.
Yeah.
A very special guest. Sir, could you check in? Who's calling?
Hi, this is Governor Mark Dayton. And you guys are having, you guys are having too much fun to include me.
Governor!
How's the last day at the fair?
Good! Good! Isn't it nice to not be out here campaigning for anything?
It sure is.
And it's kind of a special day, Governor, across Minnesota. You have declared it so.
I have, John. Today I proclaimed the day as John Heinz Day throughout the state of Minnesota.
Oh!
And gratitude, appreciation, and the highest respect for you and just your 45 years of phenomenal contribution to all of Minnesota.
Governor, thank you. That is so very, very nice. And I know that those proclamations that go with it, is that what you're holding, Blois?
I have.
But nobody wants to hear those things read.
No, I learned that about halfway through the first one. I started leaving. So I'll spare everybody that, but I hope you have a great day. I hope you have a great time after this. And just, again, thank you so much for all that you have contributed to our state.
Governor, thank you so much. You've made it even that much more special. And whoever, I'm guessing there's some folks here who helped set that all up. So thank you for that.
Your date, Dave Lee, has been a terrific co-conspirator.
Yes. Yeah. That's what I thought of right away. Well, yeah. Governor, thank you. You make it a great Labor Day.
All right, John.
Thanks so much.
Bye,
a great day.
Thank you, Governor.
Here's why people don't want to hear the proclamations, because it's like, whereas John Heinz, whereas Daly from 9 and whereas prior to hosting, whereas in recognition of his, so it just.
You are going to read the whole thing.
No, I'm not. Oh, that is the extremely edited version here. That is the extremely edited version. I'm hoping too, though, that, you know what, I'm going to, I'm hoping too that Jimmy Erickson will come out here and join me. Dave Lee, this whole day is not really a day to say, you know, goodbye out here, because I'm still going to be around. People are going to go, he's back again? But it's a day for me to say thanks, because so many people, if I've had any success in this business, it's always been because of people that I've had a chance to work with on this business. So that's what I wanted. That's what this day is all about. And the friends and the family who are out here, it's really great for me. So that's what this day is about. And special thanks, Governor. Here, can I hand this back to you, Blois, because I've seen me spill on things before.
Yeah, and it's not a coupon, so you can get a footlong. Even if you show that to the footlong hot dog people, they're still going to charge you.
Look at this. It's a major award.
That's great. It'll be $2.50.
That should be good for a hot dog. Oh, my goodness. You know, I feel a little bit like Ferris Bueller at the end of Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Do you remember that? Where he came out after, and he turned, came back and said, you're still here? Go on. I mean, well, here, thank you for hanging out, for standing around a bit. But I've heard this show, and there's really not that much to it. So, but we'll try to, and sadly, I can't make it move any faster because I still have to make it stretch up until 9 o'clock, or noon this morning, I mean.
Are you leaving now? I see you walking away here all of a sudden.
No, I'm coming around. I'm coming around so I can join a couple of important influences here. For a lot of you, you know, if you listen to Dave Lee in the morning, as we have for many, many years, ooh, a rocky one.
Well, it's retirement. It's all about retirement.
Yeah. But Dave Lee has been so gracious to me over the years. This goes back a little ways, too. It's a recliner.
You want me to finish the show?
Oh, that'd be great. Yeah. Then I can go out and get a beer with my friends. Who's in? Yeah. But and I appreciate that. We started this whole extra innings nonsense a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And it just started
organically.
With,
yeah.
Yeah, organically. That's a good way to say it. Yeah.
Well, it's hip.
Yeah, that's true. But you know, since I first came to WCCO so many years ago, Jimmy Erickson, I had a chance back then. Jimmy, do you remember to fill in for Michelle Tafoya when she was on in the afternoons? Yeah. You were producing the show that I got moved to at night from 8 to 10. Jimmy Erickson, who produces the morning show, the morning news with Dave Lee, you've just been a great friend. And this is another important part of the thanks that I wanted to have.
Well, thank you. And folks, I've had a chance to work with some great people over the years, Dave and John included. And Steve Cannon was one of the guys that I worked with, and I thought he had the most incredible voice. But John Hines, my God, what a gift. What a gift. And thank you for everything you've done for me. And this guy does not have an off day. He smiles every day. He treats an intern or somebody like Dave or a general manager the same, saying hi, how are you, every day. And it's something that I notice, and I want to do and continue that legacy that you've laid.
One of the things that happens, because at WCCO, there are so many moving parts, besides, you know, the staff, the air staff, the news staff that you hear, all the great people in the newsroom, there are the producers that you don't normally hear from, there are the studio coordinators, Hammer sitting in there, Chris Elston, who's been a great friend for so long, Gary Zahn, a longtime friend. We go back to the WLOL days when I introduced him to his wife, Pam, more than 30 years ago. That was the matchmaker thing that I did. Man, I wish I'd had that kind of luck in my life. But anyway.
Yeah, thanks for helping a friend out here, Gary. Come on.
Yeah. So, but Jimmy has just been great. And this is what I know about you. You always treat people that same way. And that's what makes
I learned it from you.
Yeah, right. I doubt it. But thanks for that.
Well, thank you for everything. Not just on CCO, but WLOL, K102, to have a huge impact at three different stops for well over a decade. That's incredible and amazing. You're an amazing guy.
People sitting out there going, this guy can't hold a job, can he?
We love you. We just love you.
Thank you. Thank you for that. Thank you for that. I'm going to tell you now that there will not be a live sign-off out here. I'm going to take this chair because it's higher up.
Thought you might want to get used to this in retirement.
Nice. Yeah. I don't want to get used to the rocker, Dave. That's not good. But I'll tell you now that I went into the studio one day and I recorded last week sort of the sign-off, the thanks, the closing thanks, because I knew if I did it live, I would get choked up. I got choked up while I was recording it, for God's sakes.
Well, that's probably because you're eating a hot dog at the time.
But then I could edit it, and I redid it. So there'll be none of that. But it's been great, and it's the radio professionals that I've had a chance to work with over the years that have made it special.
Well, I'll go back, Fark, John, because you know this story. But, yeah, I used to hear you when I was up in Grand Forks. I would hear you on the skip with Charlie Bush. That's where I first heard you, and I'd turn it up and listen to you guys, and that was great radio, man. That was just go back and forth, and you just had fun and said what you thought, which was really nice. And so Charlie Bush and you is the first time I've ever heard you.
Charlie Bush was the first chance I had to work with a radio partner. Mm-hmm. And you worked with radio partners and some of the great ones all along, with Boone and Erickson and all those people at CCO. And you know the importance of having a partner that is understandable and understanding while you are on the air. So that Charlie Bush was that for me. Sadly, we got together again in February of 1991. And it would be shortly after that he would be diagnosed with a cancer that would take his life just before Halloween that year, 1991. And so it was a short time. So bless you, Charlie. Thanks for the education and the inspiration. I wanted to make sure I offered that up as well. So apparently it's family day out here. My brother Steven hiding in the back there, walking with a cane, for God's sakes. So I'll introduce some people here as we go. My good friend, Matt McDonough. Matt McDonough, made sure that I could see all these years. He is my go-to eye guy.
Where's Matt?
Matt, raise your hand.
I finally have seen you, pardon the expression. All these years I've heard about you, I've never seen you.
Virginia, right next to Grand Creamery on Grand Avenue in St. Paul, Grand Spectacle. And also, I hope he's listening somewhere. The other person who has helped extend and enable my career, Roger Bakke, who was my go-to hearing aid connection. So, for Resound hearing aids, because it allowed me to hear more clearly. So, Dave, I'm just going to say thanks. I don't see how logically or realistically we can do extra innings again. Because if I'm back, I'll be filling in for you. And
I have 8 weeks off, so.
And somewhere Johnny Carson is looking down going, he's got 8 weeks off? My God. The Pope is going, I don't get that kind of time. So,
I'll miss it. You know, we just, like you said, it was an accident. We just kind of started BSing, but we have a ton of things in common, as you know. And so it was really fun. So I thank you for putting up with me for an extra half hour. It was always it was always a kick, and of course, we always had, as you know, a really well-planned, detailed outline of what we were going to do.
Never an idea.
No, never.
Never
ever.
A clue. So if you enjoyed that at all, and I hope you did, it's just because of the spontaneity and the willingness to work back and forth. 22 minutes after 9.
But you are one of the great ones, and you're an icon, and all these folks here out watching your last day. Congratulations, John. You deserve all the attention you're getting.
Thanks, Dave. I really appreciate it. Thanks for making it good. All right. Now we got to get a break in here. We'll be right back. We'll do this quick commercial timeout. As if there's such a thing. We'll give it our best shot here on WCCO. News Talk 830, WCCO. John Hines with you here. Glad to have you all along. Thank you so much, wherever you're listening. So apparently there's a good friend on the phone who's been a part of shows that I've done in the past from some years back. Billy Bob, are you there?
Who boy howdy? This here's Billy Bob McMonagle from Billy Bob's Roadkill Cafe and Autobiotic. Good morning, John. How are you today?
Billy Bob McMonagle from the days back when I used to work with Bergie. You're getting a smattering of applause here. People know who you are.
I barely know who I am right now, John, myself.
The Roadkill Cafe and Autobiotic. Tell everybody where that is.
You know, John, you take Highway 65 north, you keep going for about 30, 20 miles, something like that. You get to the lake, take a right, hang a left, keep going till you can't get no more, then you're there.
Then you're there.
The Roadkill Cafe and Otter Body, where fresh off the grill means two different things.
Exactly right. Yeah.
So I've never been on a WCCO before, John. I was only on them hippie FM stations with you. Yeah. This is finally a station I can hear up here. I feel like George Lamont.
What's on the menu today?
John, today we have flattened fox fricassee.
Wait a minute, hold on. Flattened fox fricassee.
That means you fry it, John.
Okay.
We have crushed critters au gratin, which is gourmet for it has cheese on it.
Okay.
And for dessert, chocolate mousse.
I don't even want to know about chocolate mousse.
It's got real mousse. Plus, this weekend we're having a John Hines retirement special. If you run over, say, a porcupine and it's stuck in your tire, we will retire your car for you. plus we'll serve that up for you as a nice snack. Listen, John, I know you got lots of important things, and if I know WCCO, there's another commercial coming soon. I just want to say hello and congratulations, and I sure would. This was fun for me, and I hope y'all spend some time up here and come up and see my brothers, and then we'll serve you something special, John.
Well, now, I was always curious, though. Whatever happened to was it the Berry twins or the Berry triplets?
It was the Effinger triplets.
The Effinger triplets. The Effinger.
Yeah, my brother Billy Steve, he ended up marrying all three of them at separate times. It was at separate times. But now he's off in Washington, D.C. He's working for Donald Trump in the White House.
What does he do for Donald Trump in the White House?
He was, you know how he was the Otterbody feller who worked here? Yeah. And he was in charge of that part of the business. Right now, he's in charge of keeping Donald Trump, I almost said Donald Hump, Donald Trump's hair. I'm getting old too, John. He's in charge of keeping Donald Trump's hair all the way over to the side and plastered to his head. That is a dangerous job.
Hey, tell everybody the history of Billy Bob McMonagle's Roadkill Cafe and Otter Body when you went into business.
Well, it was a long time ago, John. It was a long time. It was proves how old I am. It was when Richard Nixon resigned. You remember Richard Nixon?
Right.
Bags under the eyes, kind of a crook. He retired, and at that same time, we had a fella come in off the street who had hit a skunk and said, "Ken, hey, I'm hungry. Can you cook this up?" And we had nothing to do, so we did. And that we decided it's going to be Billy Bob's Roadkill Cafe. One great American goes out of business while others go in.
Yeah, while others go in. Hey, Billy Bob, thanks for all the years. I do appreciate it. You've got a lot of fans out here listening today. You enjoy.
Well, I'm surprised at that, John.
No, don't be. You've been
John, you are seriously, honestly, I cannot think of anybody in radio in the Twin Cities what has done more than you have, and I'm privileged to be on with y'all as much as I was.
Well, thank you so much for being on one more time.
All right, John, talk to you later.
Later on, Billy Bob McMonagle here from the Roadkill Cafe in Otter Body. Yeah, he was a fun part of what we did back then. It's 9:32. Let's do this time out here now. News Radio 830 WCCO. Are those right for you?
I don't know.
You want volume?
Yes.
How's that?
That's good. Thanks.
Susie Jones, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi, guys. John, what a nice crowd you got out here today.
Yeah, I can't. They're watching radio.
Did you pay them?
Yeah, a lot of them. So some of them I got tickets for.
Yeah, I know.
I'm going to buy them a beer afterwards.
Hey, there's a friend out in the crowd, Paul Coffey.
Oh, Paul Coffey's going to be on
a
little later
sweetie
on.
Pie. Yeah. Yeah.
So Susie Jones and I worked together when I first came over to WCCO Radio. We were partners.
Right.
But was it a noon show then, or was I was
no.
trying to remember this. Was it a 9 a.m. show?
It was 9 to noon. Eleanor Mondale, my former co-host, sadly passed away. God bless her. Brain cancer. She fought that long and hard. And she really got so sick in the end that she couldn't even do the show. And I think you came on about 2008, 2009, just to kind of, and then all of a sudden we turned it into a show.
It was 2009. To just kind of fill in, well, we hoped for the best for
right.
for Eleanor, and sadly it wasn't going to be. It wasn't
right.
going to be. But
right.
You've been a great friend, a great partner, a great co-host.
Thank
and
you.
Also, ever since then, because I really think, tell me if I had this right, that your first real interest, your first love of what you like to do more than anything, is our news-related stories.
Absolutely. I mean, it's where I got started. And I am naturally curious, otherwise known as nosy.
Yeah, that'd be you.
My kids always say, just be careful because my mom's going to start interviewing you in about a minute. Because yeah. I just hit everybody with like, okay, where'd you grow up? What school are you going to? How many brothers and sisters do you have? What's your mom's name? All that. I just dig right in.
Same questions for Susie Jones. I know where you grew up. Tell everybody where did you grow up.
I grew up about a stone's throw from here. My mom still lives in the house that I grew up in Prospect Park in southeast Minneapolis.
And you were one of those rebel rabble-rousers at the high school over near there.
Marshall University High School is now a Target. But it was a great school, and it was really ahead of its time. In fact, we were thinking about doing a podcast about it because it was the beginning of busing. It combined university high school, which was all for the professor's kids, kind of private, with university high school. Which
with
was
Marshall. With
Marshall, I meant. Marshall being very neighborhood and kind of almost storybook, you know, 1950s. I think they had the B Club, and they had all these goofy things. But anyway, then...
All these goofy things, she said to the beekeeper out here.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is that really a beekeeper?
Paul Coffey?
Oh, yeah. Paul, sorry.
Yeah.
I forgot.
Paul Coffey is, well, we'll get to that later on.
But anyway, long story short, I had a great life in southeast Minneapolis, went to the U, worked in La Crosse, Wisconsin, then Madison, and then back here. So I'm happy to be home.
And how many years now for you at WCCO?
23 years.
How about that?
That's nuts.
I mean, I may have been doing this for a long time, but I haven't been at WCCO for 23 years.
Yeah.
So that's pretty darn impressive.
Well, I feel like Rasputin. Does anyone know Rasputin? They couldn't kill him. And I have had more times where I could have, maybe, I wouldn't, I'm not going to say should have. They could have fired me or let me go in radio talk. You know, when we had a KCCO business radio back in 2001, they sold that, and I managed to land on my feet back in news. And then, 09, they did another thing and sent me back to news. So I could have lost my job many times, and I just kept sticking in there, sticking in there.
Well, yeah. And for me, it was one of the greatest things when I came over to WCCO in that summer of... what did we say, 9 years ago, 2009,
yep.
To be able to land and have this chance to work with Susie Jones, who just kind of knew the ins and outs and the wherefores and the what-have-yous and everything about just how it all works. So you were able to explain much to me.
Well, it was a lot of fun. John, in case you don't know, this has a really, really profound sense of humor. And he also does not take...
It's never been called profound before.
Well, it is. It's really funny. So one time we were out... Can I tell this? One time we were out... We did a bit where we would do the best golf holes in the Twin Cities. Because John likes doing bits, right? So we're out there and we're videotaping the bit. And John Hines, in case you don't know this, is not a good golfer.
Oh, no. Terrible. So many people here do know that.
Oh, so he gets up to tee up to hit the ball, and he takes a swing, whack, and the ball, no kidding, hits the pole in front of us and goes behind the tee box. It went behind.
Yes. I actually drove a ball backwards.
You did?
Yes.
That was funny.
Yes.
Anyway.
Yeah.
We've had some nice times.
We have. Thank you. Thank you so much for coming on. Is this actually a day off for you?
No,
it's a work day.
I'm going to cover something in a little bit here, but I really appreciate all you've done for me. John is so generous. I mean, he's just like... I can't even think of all the things you've done. We go to this cabin every year. You gave me a bunch of stuff to play those beanbag tosses.
Yeah, to play ladder golf.
He's always thinking about other people. That is really a nice... nice attributes. So.
Well, great. Well, Susie Jones,
yes,
ladies and gentlemen.
I love you, John.
A great partner. If you get a chance to work with a partner, it's really... Oh, sweetie, thank you. Thank you so much. And, of course, that'll take us to the next commercial timeout. As usual, it is 9:46. That's your Linda's Construction time check. Time to create a more energy-efficient home with Season Guard windows. Susie, God love you. Thank you for coming out here. I appreciate it. We'll see you down the road. We'll be right back after this here on WCCO. Hey, good morning. We're back here on WCCO News Talk 830 WCCO. Get that right, Hines. Come on. It's time to go. You better get that right. So I've been doing this for 46 years. And one of the reasons I'm retiring now is because I can say, after doing this for 46 years, that I've spent half of my career working for one person. And now he's retired. So if I stayed, I would no longer be able to say, oh, I spent more than half my career working for this one man. That's Mick Anselmo. He joins me on the air here this morning. Mick, good morning. Thank you for coming on and allowing me this chance to say thanks, my friend.
Labor, how are you?
Management, I'm doing well.
You should tell everybody what that is.
A long time ago, when I would run into to Mick, or if I had to message him or whatever, I'd go, management. And he would reply, labor. Because even though we are very good friends, he wanted to keep that division in there, I guess. I don't know what that is. Here's one of the things that I learned from Mick Anselmo. If he asks you, what are you doing on your vacation? Because he knows I would always take the week between Christmas and New Year's off. And I said, I don't have anything planned. He said, do you want to travel? And I said, yeah, I'd like to travel. Well, the next thing you knew, I was getting ready, and I was going through counterterrorism training for my first ever trip to Iraq. And Mick got me to Iraq in 2004, and it wasn't the height of hostilities, but it was still not necessarily the best time to be there, Mick. Thank you for the all-expense-paid vacation.
Well, John, I'll tell you, that was one of the highlights of working with you over the years, was us being embedded with the 34th Red Bulls over in Iraq. And just like you do at a radio station, you did with the troops in Minnesota while we were in Iraq. You became really friendly with them. They felt comfortable with you. And hopefully during that tour, we brought a little bit of Minnesota to our troops over there. And that was one of the highlights, John, of working with you over the years, and I'm so grateful and appreciative that I had the chance to do that. You know, when I brought you over to CCO, I think there was probably naturally some anxiety from their working staff on, you know, here comes the legend in broadcasting coming over to work at our station. What does that mean? And I knew, John, and they know now, that one of the reasons I brought you over to CCO was because of your leadership. Not only leadership on the air, but leadership in what we call the clubhouse. And that is, like Jimmy Erickson said, talking to the staff every morning, always being on your game, never having a day off when you're in the station, getting there early, always doing selfless things. And that's one of the things that I really appreciate and love about you, John.
And what a lot of folks... Well, go ahead.
There were a couple of other things I want to mention because I think it's really important on people understanding just how much you've done for the community and whatever. John Hines, in the entire time he worked for me, never said no to a charity function, a 501c3, as we call them in the business. Every time somebody would ask John to MC an event or do whatever, John Hines would step up, regardless of his own personal calendar, and just do that in the community. And I heard him one day when somebody asked him, well, what's your fee for coming to our charity event? And John looked at that person and said, well, how much do you get paid? And that person said, well, I'm a volunteer, so I don't get paid. He goes, so am I. And he did that event for free. And I'm just so proud of you, John. You know, when we started St. Jude at K102, you were the first and only anchor of the first St. Jude Radiothon. Can you tell everybody a little bit about what that was?
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital in Memphis, Tennessee, where children can go. It was organized by Danny Thomas many years ago. St. Jude, of course, the patron saint of lost causes. And we began this whole radiothon. It was the whole idea of Country Cares for St. Jude Kids. And Mick spearheaded it at K102. And it was a one-day affair. And I had a chance to MC the entire first day. I don't know, was it like from 9 to 9 or something like that, Mick? It was something
It was 24 hours you were on the air.
Well, all right, 12 hours, 24, what's the difference? Yeah, but it was great fun. I want to let people know this here too, Mick. In 1991, when WLOL was then going down, I got a call before they went down, before we were being sold, to public radio. As I always said, they're taking this fabulous field and they're turning it into a planter. But, anyway, Mick called me and asked if I wanted to come over and work, at K102. And that was my opportunity in 1991. And you partnered me with Charlie Bush and it was just great. And that's how we began our career. And now here we are 27 years later. You've already retired and I'm about to, Mick. So, and
well, John, you know what? I think there have been many, many people in the Minnesota Broadcasting Hall of Fame. But I think there's another layer there, and it's the legends of Minnesota radio. And you take your place on that board, buddy. So the best to you. I hope everything goes good. Remember, when you retire, John, every day is Saturday.
Yeah, and you've done a great job of living that. Every day is Saturday. So, hey, Mick, thanks. You know, and I don't know if this is necessarily wrong, and it doesn't always happen, but, you know, you get to work for somebody, and then even while we were working together, we became friends. I guess you don't travel halfway around the world without keeping that friendship alive, and you proved that for me again. So when we went there and back again, and there and back safely, thanks to so many people in the 34th Infantry Division here, the Minnesota National Guard. You and I made a lot of good friends there as well, Mick. So I'll just say thank you and let it go at that, and we'll see you down the road. Take me out bass fishing.
I will. Okay. See you, John. Congratulations.
Thank you. Mick Anselmo, friend and mentor.